Hi, Goodbach. Very, very sorry for the delay. I had to finish something up and lost track of the time. I greatly apologize, but I have some good material I'd like to share with you today. That's right. This is Yisachar Wartel, and we are up to Parshat Yitro. Because I'm a little bit late, I'll just make one that's a little bit shorter than normal, but it should be a good one. I also wanted to mention that this shiur, once again, is sponsored. Eloi Nishmat Chaya Rachel Bat David Tzvi. If you would like to, have it sponsored, please contact people appropriate at Shir Enjoyment. Also, if you would like to get on my mailing list for my weekly Divrei Torah, please go to shirenjoyment.com and sign up. All right, let's get started. Better late than never. The first two psukim and Perek Yud Tet of this week's Parsha Yitro, provide some very interesting insight. The pasuk Aleph of Perek Yud Tet reads, "V'chodesh ha'shlishi latzeit b'nei Yisrael mi'eretz Mitzrayim b'yom hazeh ba'um midbar Sinai." In the third month of B'nai Yisrael leaving Mitzrayim, on that day they came to the Sinai Desert. Is the fact that it is the third month relevant? Why is it relevant? And what does it mean specifically b'yom hazeh, on that day, or on this day? What does that mean? So the beginning of the next pasuk raises even further questions. V'yisu mirfidim v'yavou midbar Sinai. We have a very, very famous pasuk. They traveled from Rephidim, and they came to the Sinai Desert, and they camped in the desert. Now Yisrael settled there opposite the mountain, a very famous pasuk. Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ha'har. It says Vayichan in the singular, right? So it's a very, very famous saying that the unified, they're unified as one. Kishachad B'levachad, I'll get to that again in a moment. But it was already mentioned that B'nai Yisrael, we mentioned previously that B'nai Yisrael was in Rephidim, so why do we have to mention it again here? And also, why mention again that they came to the Sinai Desert? We knew that. It was mentioned in the previous pasuk. And the fact that they camped in the desert also seems relatively obvious. So the Kli Yakar raises all of these questions, and he addresses them with some answers. He also provides us with a different meaning behind these psukim. B'nai Yisrael were ungrateful to Hashem when they were in Rephidim, and hence why Amalek attacked. They didn't have water, and they didn't have enough emunah. Again, perhaps you can't blame them, considering where they were coming from, but nonetheless, they didn't have as much emunah in Hashem as they should have. They complained and regretted leaving Egypt, and again, it wasn't so much that they complained about the lack of water, but it was how they complained, and they were kind of putting Egypt, Mitzrayim, in a glorified light that they shouldn't have. And therefore, because of the way that they complained, not because they complained, but the way that they complained, this lowered their status just a little bit when they were just starting to begin to grow. They traveled from Rephidim now to the Sinai Desert. A desert is a lowly place. They had to be brought to a place of loneliness, which reflected their temporarily decreased status. But they camped in the desert. They used the wilderness as a common ground for all of them and created unity from their previous strife and reckless complaining. And therefore, they banded together, as the pasuk continues, Vayichan, the singular, Sham Neged Yisrael Neged. Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. And they then camped in the singular by the mountain. Now Rashi states his famous words, Kishachad B'Levachad, as I mentioned, like one man with one heart. In order to receive the Torah and become an Am Segula, to become a treasured nation, B'nai Israel first had to be unified. They had to be humbled, like the lowly mountain of Sinai was a smaller mountain than the rest, so there are lessons of humility. And the humility also means to know who's above you and who's greater than you. In this case, it's Hashem. But they could trust Hashem. He also wanted to approach them with love, not just with fear. So he put together this opportunity for them to all be in the same place and to all see each other on common ground without strife. And therefore, they were able to band together. Now, the Kli Yakar continues to explain that the third month, which is the month that we now call Sivan, or Sivan, corresponds to the zodiac sign of Teumim. Yes, we do believe in the zodiacs, just not in the same astrological way. So Teumim are twins, which is Gemini, according to the way secular people call it. Twins are often inseparable, and they are often part of one. They're like often considered, especially identical twins. They were part of one egg, and they're so tied to each other. They're so incredibly close. I had some cousins, Alehan Michelle, that, I mean, not only did they look similar, but like they laughed similarly, had similar mannerisms, and, similar conversations with them. Again, a little bit of a difference, but in general, they were so similar to each other. And I've gotten to know other twins, too. So B'nai Yisrael, in the sense, all became kind of like they were all twins or triplets or whatever you want to call it. They were all part of one unit. And in fact, not only were they paired with each other, but in this case, they were, in a sense, paired with Hashem. They were even paired with their father, which is something that's very hard to relate to biologically, but spiritually, it's, in a certain sense, achievable. Now, obviously, I'm not going to be on the same level as Hashem. There's no question about that. But they were able to be connected with him. And then so they're all, even in a certain sense, in their way. We saw even by Kriyas Yom Tov that they all experienced Nevuah. So they also experienced the greatest height and revelation at Har Sinai. So they're all equal in that regard. Now, this is also reflected, this concept of being paired with the similarity. It's slightly different, but yet being very, very similar, and being with Achdus. It's similar by the Luchos, the 10 tablets, as well as the two crowns of Naaseh v'Nishma. So seeing and hearing are not necessarily the same thing. We'll do and we'll listen. But they're both paired together. So they're like one unit. So too, the Aseret Dibro. You have, the commandments on the right are not the same as the commandments on the left, and they kind of reflect different things. That's a whole other topic of discussion. But they were paired together as one unit of 10, the 5 and the 5. So B'nai Yisrael, every person was individually different from each other. They had different expressions, different character traits. They were all different, but they came together as one. And that is why it is by Yom HaZeh, on this day, on this very day, that B'nai Israel got their act together and created their greatest display of unity probably ever. They came from a place of, unfortunately, discourse and strife, which unfortunately later they went back to. But for now, they went to a lowly place and then took that lowly place and they rose from it to the greatest heights we've ever experienced, to be able to become the place of the mountain. They, in a sense, became the mountain themselves, in a sense, not through arrogance, but in a place of spiritual prominence. That only was possible because they came by Achdus, the Ishachad, the Levachad, like one people, ultimately for the sake of Hashem. Shabbat Shalom.